Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Beis Amid Beis. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Mesechtes Sanhedrin. We spoke out a little bit of an introduction. We mentioned 3 Rambans, our Torah, the Ramban in Parshas Baloischa, the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, and the Ramban in Parshas Shoftim. And really, the 2 things that we took out of the Ramban was that when the Yidden appointed a Sanhedrin, they appointed their Supreme Court, it wasn't just an arbitrary group gathering of Yidden that were appointed and they were going to be the ones that were going to make the tough decisions. We mentioned that there were 71 Sanhedrin and there's a methodology to 71. The Ramban goes through many, many places where you find the Mispar Shivim has significance. There were the Esfali Shivim Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael, the 70 Umos, the 70 Lashoinos, Yaakov Avinu and his family when they descend upon Mitzrayim for the first time. It's B'Shivim Nefesh, the 70 Parei Achag, many, many Rimozim to the number 70. But as it relates to Sanhedrin, says the Ramban, there's a special punchline. Ki Amispar Hazeh Yichlo Kol HaDeos, B'Yosei Koylo Kol HaKoychos V'lo Yipolim Mehem Dover. There's 70 ways to look at something. And if the Sanhedrin's going to be made up of 70 members, then inevitably, you're going to get in it kol adeyos, kol akoychos, v'lo yipol me'em dover. So there's a certain emes that would come through the Sanhedrin, and it's precisely because they were made up of the 70 deyos and the 70 koychos. Why 71? Moshal gabeyim. You had to have a nasi. There had to be somebody that was in charge of the 70. But really, it was 70. And then the Ramban says another yisayin, and more in Mishpatim, and more in Parsha Shoftim, and that is that there was really a 72nd member. There was a secret weapon that the Sanhedrin had. There was the 72nd member of the Sanhedrin, and that was none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvod V'Atzmai. The Ramban says that's why you find that the Sanhedrin was referred to as Elohim. Elohim is a Lashon Chol, but really there's a play on Elohim, which is Lashon Kodesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzav Badaskel. He quotes many psukim where you find this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashrish Chinosei together with the Sanhedrin, so that when a person went in front of the Sanhedrin and the Sanhedrin issued a verdict, they issued a Psak Halacha, there was an understanding that there's a special divine intervention that was permeating this Psak Halacha. And it's for that reason, says Ramban, you find different halachas, Kasher Zomah, Balei Kasher Asa, etc., etc. We added yesterday and suggested that maybe it's for that reason that the Sanhedrin sat by the Lishkas HaGozes. Where did the Sanhedrin sat? They sat in the Makom HaMikdash. The reason is because the Sanhedrin required Ashrayis HaShchina. Part of what gave them their koyach was the fact that there's a 72nd member. Where's the 72nd member Mashrei Shchinosei in the most manifest way? It was Daik in the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam says very famously in Hilchos Beis HaBchira that even though Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shaita V'Lei Kitchel L'Asa L'Avay, that's only Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But Kedusha Yerushalayim v'hamikdash is kitchel asalava, because the Shechina was always shayra. The Shechina was always shayra in the Makom HaMikdash. So if one of the members of the Sanhedrin, kaviyachol, so to speak, was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it makes sense that they would have appointed, they would have established the Makom HaSanhedrin to be dafka in that place in the Makom HaMikdash. It's interesting, you find different halachas in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Malamid Sha Makom Goyim. So for example, the Sanhedrin were authorized to give Mises Bezdin, but only when they sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. If they weren't in the Lishkas HaGozes, if they were outside of the Makom HaMikdash, they couldn't give capital punishment. There was no Dinei Nefashos. Why not? Maybe because they were missing that divine intervention. It could be the Shechina was only Mashra, or it was more manifestly Mashra when the Yidden were in the Makom HaMikdash. But either way, this idea, as we mentioned yesterday, is really a psicha. It's something that will allow us, I think, throughout the Masechta to appreciate different Mamori Chazal and even different halachas a little bit better. The idea of the Zaki Mamre, someone who's Mamre, he refuses to accept the psak of the Sanhedrin. It's very, very chomer. He was Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Not only was he Chayiv Mises Bezdin, it's one of the 4 times in the Torah where it says, V'chol ha'om yishmu v'yiro. They wouldn't kill him right away. They would wait until the Yidwa Eilu Regel so that all of Klai Yisrael would be there to witness what was being done to him. What's so terrible about the Zaki Mamre? Because he violated the Sanhedrin Agadol. So Pasha, yeah, he went against the Supreme Court. He went against the leadership, but it's more than that. He's going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, where he talks about how chomer it is to bring a court case in front of Erkois, in front of a non-Jewish court. Ve'ilah Mishpatim asher tosam lefneim. Rashi brings Hamevi Dine Yisrael lefnei Ovdei Kechavu Mazolis Mechalel Es Hashem U'miyakir Hashem Olilam Lashpicham. Why you mechalel the Shem if you bring a court case in front of Erkois? Why Chilul Hashem? Why is that the emphasis? You know why? Because if you bring the court case in front of the Dayone Yisrael, so then you're bringing it also in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Likim Nitzav Badaskel. But if you go now to the contrary, you want to bring it to Fnei the Ivdei Avodah Zarah, so what are you doing? You don't want it, the opinion, the divine intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want it better from that pagan, from that filthy Avodah Zarah. Oh, you're being miyakir Shem Alilim, you're being mechalol Shem Hashem. So again, a lot of Mamari Chazal, I believe, that can be appreciated a little bit better with that psicha. Bottom line is, the Hakdom of the Ramban was Chashivus to 70, it's not just an arbitrary number, and additionally, the 72nd member of the Sanhedrin, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, it began. Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha, Gzeilois V'Chavolois B'Shloisha. And the Gemara asks, that isn't it redundant? Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha would seem to suggest that all Dinei Mominus, all monetary court cases had to be brought in front of a Bezdin. Shloisha, to the extent that there's a dispute, we need a Bezdin. The Chavrei HaBezdin had to be composed of three members. And then the Mishnah singles out an example of Dinei Mominus. Gzeilois V'Chavolois B'Shloisha. And the Gemara's kasha was, Atu Gzeilois V'Chavolois Lav Dinei Mominus Ninu. And Rabbi Vo said, you have to know how to read the Mishnah. The way you read the Mishnah is not the way you would read it at first glance. Meaning, it's not all Dinei Mominus that are B'Shloisha. It's precisely only Gzeilois V'Chavolois that are B'Shloisha. And the way you read the Mishnah is, Mahin K'toni. Mahin Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha. What type of Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha? Not all. Dav Gzeilois V'Chavolois. But Hoidois, Vahavois, for example. Again, what's Hoidois? Where Reuven's Teveya Shimon, he says, I loaned you money. Two Edom come and they say, we didn't see the loan, but we saw Shimon being Moida. Hoidois, Valdin, Kimeya Edom Dami, that he owes money. What's Havois? Where Reuven's Teveya Shimon, you owe me money, and two Edom come and they say, we actually saw the loan. If there's a dispute, if Shimon denies it and it has to be brought in front of a court, there the halacha would not be Shloisha. So Dine Mominus be Shloisha, but when only Gzeilois Vichavolis says, the Gemara, if that's so, what we need to figure out is how many Dayanim do you need for Hoidois Vavois? The Mishnah didn't mention it. The Mishnah said Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha, which we thought included Hoidois Vavois, but Rabbi Vo clarified it and said that no, it's not what it means. The way you read the Mishnah is only Gzeilos V'Chavolos is B'Shloisha. So the Gemara says, what then will the halacha be by Hoidois Vavois? Is the halacha that you don't need Shloisha? Can't be. V'am Rabbi Vo, Rabbi Vo said, Shnayim Shadonu Dinei Mominus, the Divri Akol, in Dinei Din. If two Dayanim paskin Dinei Mominus, the halacha is, it's not a good din. Elo Delei B'ina Mumche. What it must mean is that in contrast to Gzeilos V'Chavolos, where the Mishnah says, how many Dayanim? Three. What kind of Dayanim, of what ilk must these Dayanim be? They must be Mumchin, professionals, learned people. We'll see more what Mumchin are. Hoidois V'Avois needs three, but they don't have to be Mumchin. Meaning, even Hedyotois, even ordinary men, would qualify to be a Dayan for a Bezdin Shel Shloisha. That's Negeya Hoidois Valvois. So the chilik then between Gzeilois V'Chavolois on the one hand and Hoidois Valvois on the other hand is not with regards to the Mispar Hadayonim. It's not with regards to how many Dayonim you need. In both cases, you need three. It's by Gzeilois V'Chavolois, you need three Mumchin. By Dois V'Avois, even three Hedyotis are going to be okay. But the Gemara says, my Kosovar, what is the opinion of the Tan of our Mishnah, who holds that Hoidois V'Avois require three Dayonim, albeit three Hedyotis? Ikosova, Irav Parashiyos Kosov Kan. Oh, very good. You're asking Rava's Kasha. Ikosova, Irav Parashiyos Kosov Kan. If the Tana of the Mishnah holds Irav Parashiyos Liboy Nami Mumch, the Ikosova, in Irav Parashiyos Kosov Kan, Shloish Shalom Ali. We mentioned yesterday that how do you know that you need three Dayanah for Dini Mominus? It's learned out from Parshas Mishpatim. And the Parsha of the Shomer Pekadin, a Koifer B'Pekadin, somebody gives somebody a Pekadin, he requests it back, and the person says it was stolen. So there's a whole Parsha in the Torah, Shemachinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoyel, Noise Sachar, right? Different halachas of exactly what the Shomer is supposed to do. It's in that Parsha where there's a dispute between the Mafkin and the Nifkad. The Torah says three times that you should bring it, Elo Elohim. Elohim is Bezdin. It says it three times. That's how we know three Dayan. It's also the Makar to Mumchen, because Elohim is a Lashon of Mumcha. So we know three, because it says the word Elohim three times. We know Mumcha, because the word Elohim inherently suggests that we're talking about a Mumcha. So Freit the Gemara Manavsh. That Parsha of Elohim, 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 is in the Parsha of Gzela. It's in the Parsha of Kofa Pekadin. A Kofa Pekadin is a Gazlan. It doesn't say it in the context of Malva Valoy. What would then be the tzad to say that Dinei Mominus, even Hoidois V'Avois, requires three? Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants. After learning above the Kam, above the Tzi, above the Basra, we're a little familiar with Erev Parashiyos. It means that what's written in that Parasha of Shoimrin isn't exclusive to the Parasha of Shoimrin, but it could be it relates to some of the other Parashiyos that are mentioned over there in Parashiyos Mishpatim. One of the big halachas that are impacted by Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants is the Parasha Moedim Mikzas. That's not the sugya. But the point is that how would you know that Adois Avois requires three? You would tell me, Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants, that even though the Makor is in the Parasha of Gzeilois, in the Parasha of Koyfe Bepekodim, but being that right next to it, you have the Parasha of Kesef Talvas Ami, you do have the Parasha of Malva Veloiva, Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants, so what it says here applies there. But if that's the case, just like you're learning from Elihim that you need three, you should learn from Elihim that you need Mumchen. So, Monav Shach, Ika Sovar, Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants, Liboy Nami Mumchen. The Ika Sovar, Ein Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants, Shalom Elizok, the Gemara Leilim Gosav, Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants. The time of the Mishnah holds, Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants. Ubedin, Ude Liboy Nami Mumchen. And if that's the case, Midday Raisa, you should need Mumchen. Ay, the Leibina Mumchen. So, why then is it that Rabbi Vo holds that although Hoydois Vavois requires three, not Mumchen? Reb Chanina said that midday raisa, you have to cross-examine Eden by dinei mamonis the same exact way you cross-examine them when it comes to dinei nefashos. So you would think that dinei nefashos would be a lot more chamor when it comes to the process of vetting out Eden, of cross-examining them, than it would be when it comes to dinei mamonis. Why is a lot more at stake with dinei nefashos than there is with dinei mamonis? But stating that, Reb Chanina said it's not true. On a biblical level, midday raisa, they're the same. Shenemar mishpat echad yelochem. So we treat dinei mamonis and dinei nefashos equally, despite the fact that one is a lot more serious than the other. Why is it then halacha lemaisa? If you went today to say edus dinei mamonis, they would not be derish v'chayker you in the same way they do with dinei nefashos. It was simply k'desh loytin odas v'chayker. Because if they would, nobody would ever lend anybody money. Because no one's going to lend any money without edim. And the reason he will lend with edim is because he knows that push comes to shove. If the loyva Shimon denies ever receiving the money, they're Edom, the Edom will come testify. But if the Malva knows that these Edom are going to be cross-examined, there's going to be Drishas, there's going to be Chakirois. We'll see later in the Masechta what exactly Drisha the Chakira means. But if we're going to cross-examine these Edom on some level, the Malva's going to say, you know something, it's very nice to have Edom, I'm never going to see my money. Because who said that Edom will pass and, you know, maybe they'll trip up on a detail and at the end of the day, I'm not going to get my money. They'll stop lending money. So to prevent people from stopping to lend money, so the doors shouldn't be closed in front of borrowers, meaning the people should be incentivized on some level to lend money. It's for that reason that the Chachamim said, we'll go away, we'll negate Mishpat Echad Yilochem, and we'll say that you don't need Drishas V'Chakiris. How do Rabbanu have a right to do that? Hefker Bez and Hefker. But the point is, as the Gemara, it's the same exact Nakud over here. Really, Dinei Mamonis should require Shloisha Mumchen. But people are not going to lend money, because they're going to say, how am I ever going to get my money? The Leib is going to dispute it. I'll have Eden, but I won't have Dayon, because I'm going to need three Mumchen. Go find three Mumchen. So the Chachamim said, like Tino Dallas, Bifnei Love, and three Hedyotis are going to be okay. So it's true. Midday Raisa, Erev Parashiyos Kosov Kants. And Midday Raisa, the Halacha should be three Mumchen. It's only Midrabanan that you don't need three Mumchen. Kadesh, like Tino Dallas, Bifnei Love. Freight the Gemara, Elamiyata, Oibazai. If you're going to tell me that Hodois Valvois, really, Midday Raisa should require three Mumchen. It's only Midrabanan, not. But it's not just that the Rabbanan said Bidi Eved Shloisha Hedyotis is okay. The Rabbanan actually encouraged three Hedyotis. Because if you would need three Mumchen, people would not want to lend money. So Shleitin Adelos Bifnei Lovin, the Rabbanan said three Hedyotis. If that's the case, Tola Yishlamu. So the Gemara says, the halach is that a dayan that makes a mistake sometimes will be liable. That plays into the sugyas of Garmi, Mandudon, Didadar Garmi, holds that a dayan that makes a mistake and unjustly causes somebody a hefsid mammon, he's responsible out of his own pocket to make that person whole. But there's different variables. Not always the case. Depends on what kind of toys he makes. It also depends on what kind of credentials the dayan had. A mumcha that makes a mistake never has to pay. A hedyot that makes a mistake does have to pay. The assumption is because the mumcha should be paskining shaylas. The hedyot He's supposed to be ahead yet. He's not supposed to be paskin shailos. But if the Chachamim went out of their way to say that a head yet should paskin a shailos, so like Tino Dals b'fnei lovim, so the Gemara's kash is tola yishlum. If he makes a mistake, he shouldn't have to pay. He should be like the mumcha. But the Gemara says you're right. In theory, it's a good kasha. But kolshkein at noil delos b'fnei lovim. If you're going to do that, then certainly you're going to be noil delos b'fnei lovim, because the malva is going to say, I'm afraid to lend money. Why? Because what happens if the loiva denies it? I'm going to have to bring him in front of a bezin. I'm going to need three mumchen. So we're going to say, no, you know what? You need three hidyotis. So I need three guys basically that don't know chayshu mishpat. Find them. What happens if they make a mistake? So you're going to tell me, oh, no, tola yishlamu. So weiter. We didn't accomplish anything. They're going to come up potentially with the wrong psak. They're not going to know what they're doing, and they're not going to be achroi. So if the hedyoitis are going to be on the hook, if they're going to be responsible, so then I have some confidence that even if they don't know, they'll look into it a little bit, the jury will convene, they'll try to figure it out. But otherwise, it's going to be the Wild West. It's going to be anarchy. Reckless. So you're not accomplishing anything. So you're making a takana three hedyoitis to prevent shloitin odelos b'fnei lov, and you're only going to do that if you make the dayanim responsible in the event that they make a mistake. Bottom line is, we had a Mishnah. Dinei mamonos b'shloisha, gzeilos v'chavolos b'shloisha. And the Gemara asked, otu gzeilos v'chavolos lav dinei mamonos ninu? And the Gemara said, mahen k'tani. The way you read the Mishnah is dinei mamonos b'shloisha. Mahen, dinei mamonos, definition. Not all dinei mamonis, only gzeilos v'chavolos. Gzeilos v'chavolos is b'shloisha. What about dinei mamonis that's not gzeilos v'chavolos? Such as, i.e., hoidoyos v'avoyos. So the Gemara came with maskana, you also need three. The difference is you don't need three mumchen. Freak the Gemara, I hachi, oy bazoi. There's a very obvious question over here. Then why did we have to come up with such a funny pshat in the Mishnah? Dinei mamonis b'shloisha, mahein dinei mamonis, gzeilos v'chavolos. If you're telling me that hoidoyos v'avoyos also requires shloisha, so why do you learn the Mishnah more pashit? Tartik tani, just say the Mishnah is saying two halachas. Dinei mamonis b'shloisha hedyoitis. Dinei mamonis, which is dinei mamonis, with the exception of gzeilos v'chavolos, such as hoidoyos v'avoyos, there you need three, albeit three hedyoitis. Gzeilos v'chavolos b'shloisha mumchen. I mean, you want to know, otu gzeilos v'chavolos lav dinei mamonis ninu? Why did the Mishnah divide into two categories? Because it's different halachas. It's not different halachas, they both need three. It's true, but different types of three. Hoidoyos v'avoyos is three hedyoitis, gzeilos v'chavolos is three mumchen. So the Gemara is asking a pshatova kasha on the Gemara. Why did Rav Avoh have to be madchik in posh pshat of the Mishnah? Dinei mamonis b'shloisha umahin dinei mamonis gzeilos v'chavolos, as if to say hoidoyos v'avoyos is not mentioned in the Mishnah anywhere. Let hoidoyos v'avoyos be mentioned in the Mishnah. Let it get its honorable mention. Why not? Let it have its 15 minutes of fame. No reason not to. The halacha is different than gzeilos v'chavolos. It's true, but it is b'shloisha. You have dinei mamonis b'shloisha, as in hoidoyos v'avoyos, three hedyoitis, and then you have gzeilos v'chavolos as b'shloisha, which is shloisha mumchen. V'oid, and not just that, the Gemara says, Rav Avoh's pshat in the Mishnah is not great either, because shloisha lamali. If it's mahin k'tani, it should have said dinei mamonis, gzeilos v'chavolos shloisha. Dinei mamonis, mahin, dinei mamonis, gzeilos v'chavolos b'shloisha. Or dinei mamonis b'shloisha. And what's the definition of dinei mamonis? When I say dinei mamonis b'shloisha, gzeilos v'chavolos. But shloisha, the fact that it said shloisha twice sounds like we're saying two different halachas. Elam harava. So Rava was very persuaded by this, and he said, tarti k'tani, mishum d'Rav Chanina. You're right. I have a different pshat in the Mishnah. I don't agree with your pshat, Rav Avoh. The Mishnah is not mahin k'tani. The Mishnah is saying two halachas. Dinei mamonis b'shloisha is one thing. Gzeilos v'chavolos b'shloisha is another thing. Dinei mamonis means hoidoyos v'avoyos. Gzeilos v'chavolos means gzeilos v'chavolos. Otu gzeilos v'chavolos lav dinei mamonis. Yeah, it is dinei mamonis, but it's a different halacha, and that's why it was singled out. Because hoidoyos v'avoyos is shloisha hedyoitis, why shloitin odelos b'fnei lovin, whereas gzeilos v'chavolos, there's no shloitin odelos b'fnei lovin. There it's shloisha, and there it's shloisha mumcher. V'achav reid ravi ka'am, a different pshat. Midei reisa chanami kosher. Really, midei reisa, one dayan would be kosher as well. Shenemar, b'tzedek, tishpoit, amisecha. And b'tzedek, tishpoit, is a loshen yochid. So you see from there that even one dayan is kosher for hoidoyos v'avoyos. And Rashi explains that Rav Achab Reid Ravika was obviously of the opinion ain ir of parashiyos kasav kan. Meaning, even though it says alihim three times, that's in the parash of kofer b'kadim, which is gzeilos v'chavolos. It doesn't say it in the parash of hoidoyos v'avoyos. And ain ir of parashiyos kasav. We don't borrow, we don't cut and paste it, we don't apply it from this parasha to the other parasha. So if you don't have the alihim three times, so midei rice, so one is going to be good. If that's the case, let's just follow through the thought. If that's the case, you wouldn't need mumchen either. Because what's the makar to mumchen? Elohim. Where does it say that? In the parish of Kofa Bekotin. If you hold Eruv Parashiyos Kosov Kan, you have a problem. But if you hold any Eruv Parashiyos Kosov Kan, now there's no Makar for three. There's also no Makar for Mumchit. If so, said Rav Acha Ben Ravika, why is it that Talach HaZadoyos Vavoyos requires three Dayanim? Elam Mishom Yoishvei Kronois. Because you're worried that you're going to have Yoishvei Kronos. Shasamtu B'chalkeinu M'yoishvei Beis Medrash V'lisamtu B'chalkeinu M'yoishvei Kronos. Tonight. So, you have the Yoishvei Kronos, right? We're afraid that this person might be from the Yoishvei Kronos, and you're one die and you may get it wrong. Otu B'tlosa says, the Gemara, you have the Yoishvei Kronos. So that's a reason to have three. You'll get three Yoishvei Kronos. Yef Shadales B'chad the Gomer. One person who's not from the Yoishvei Kronos, you're not going to find. By the way, if you take a look at Rashi, what exactly are Yoishvei Kronos? Maybe we'll talk about this tonight. But Rashi has an interesting shot. Usually you think of the Yoishvei Kronos, right? I'm sure your Rebbe Cheder called you from the Yoishvei Kronos once upon a time. But it has a... No? But it has a negative connotation for sure. But Rashi says, no, it's businessmen that aren't such bekiyim in business, but Mer Mazel V'Seichel, right? One of those guys. But, you know, either way, that's how Rashi teaches the Yoishvei Kronos. You know, I've heard of worse things. But either way, me lo yahav, otu betlas b'yav yahav shabules b'chad degam. But the bottom line, Rav Acha Ben Ravika is saying is, he has a whole different perspective here. That when it comes to Yadoyis V'advois, midday raisa, you're only three. Really, midday raisa, all you need is one. And not only is it that all you need is one, you don't even need a mumcha midday raisa. Midday raisa, you shouldn't need a mumcha. Because you don't have Eruv Parshiyos, you don't have the word Elihim to teach you that you need a mumcha. What do you need? One hedyot. That would be enough. This idea of three hedyotis is all midrabanan, because we were worried that the one person might be from the Yoishvei Kronos. So like this, if you have three, e efshar, the lesbuhu chad de gomer. The Gemara says, elemiata, if so, tola yishmalu. Same exact kasha like we had before. That if three hedyotis is lekatchila, so a hedyot, it sounds like, is a lot of paskin a shayla. According to Rav Acha Ben Ravika, the kash is even better. Even the day raisa, a hedyot's a lot of paskin. So why is it that if a hedyot makes a mistake, he has to pay? Whereas if a mumcha makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. The Gemara says, kolshkein, dinafisha yoishvei kronos. Because we were worried, again, same exact point about the yoishvei kronos. We're worried that they're not going to cure. They're going to recklessly paskin shaylas. So if they tikkun ha'olam, we said that if you're going to be a dayan, it's okay. Even the day raisa, according to Rav Acha Ben Ravika. But understand there's recourse, and if you make a mistake, you're going to have to pay. But the bottom line is, as it relates to pshat, the Mishnah, same exact pshat. Rav Acha Ben Ravika and Rava said the same pshat in the Mishnah. Dinei Momenes B'Shloisha means Hidoyis V'Avoyis, three Hedyoitis. Gzeles V'Chavoyis B'Shloisha means Gzeles V'Chavoyis. Self-explanatory, and over there you need three Mumchin. Says the Gemara, Ma'i Yikub Ben Rava, Rav Acha Ben Ravika. At the end of the day, the Halach is really the same. Gzeles V'Chavoyis, you need three Mumchin. And Hoidois Vavois, three Hedyoitis. They got there, they took two different routes to get there. But at the end of the day, they arrived in the same place. Rava held midday raisa, you should need three mumchin. Eruv Parashiyos Kosov Kan. But Shalai Tinel Delsmif Neilovin, three Hedyoitis is enough. Rav Acha Ben Ravika held the midday raisa, all you need is one Hedyot. The Rabbanan said, we're worried about the Yoishvei Kronos, so you should have three Hedyoitis. But at the end of the day, it's three Hedyoitis. And Pshat in the Mishnah is the same. Says the Gemara, is there a chilik between Rava and Rav Acha Ben Ravika? Again, we understand. There's a chiluk and how they got there. Chiluk in Eruv Parashiyos Kosov Kan that maybe impacts other sugis hashas. But as it relates to this Gemara that we're learning, the Gemara in front of us, is there any chiluk between Rav and Rav Acha Ben Ravika? It could be now. The Gemara says there is. Amar Shmuel Shnayim Shadonu Dinei and Din El Shenikru Bezim Chotzim. Shmuel said that if two dayanim paskin a shayla, it's okay. Meaning two dayanim have the authority to paskin, even though dinim amen is b'shloisha. But if three paskin, it's okay. The psak halach is a psak halach. However, they're called the Bez Din Chotzer. Rashi says why they call the Bez Din Chotzer, because they violated what the Chachamim said. Li Rav, according to Rav, less lay the Shmuel. According to Rav, that holds midday rice, so you need three by dois of Shmuel's not going to be right. Meaning Shmuel's halacha can't be true in Rav's world. The Rav Acha Ben Ravika, that holds midday rice, all you need is one. It's only with Rabbanan that you need three, so it's lay the Shmuel. But the Evan, if someone goes ahead and he paskins, then two would be okay. As it relates to the halacha, lemaisa, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rambam in, I love the Rambam, but the Rambam in Perik Beis, Hilchos Sanhedrin, says that midday raisa, midday raisa, all you need is one dying. Meaning the Rambam paskins like Rav Acha Ben Ravika. The Rambam says midrash one is good. It's only midrash that you need three.
But midday raisa, one is really going to be good. And if you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah is very, very bothered with this Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says that he doesn't understand why the Rambam would have passed like Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika. Can I get Rava? It says, number one, Rava lived after Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, and usually there's a cloud that we pass in like the later Amayron. He says, but the Kula Talmud, the Allah always follows Rava. When it goes against his Baal Plukta Abaya, except for the Al Kagam, we always pass like Rava. Rava is one of the Amayron that Halacha Kamaisa. There's many Amayron in Shas, but there's some Amayron that distinguish themselves, certainly in the area of Halacha, and Rava is one of them. So it says, I don't understand why the Rambam looked at Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, and he would have walked away and paskin like Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, and not paskin like Rav. He paskin Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika that Hidayis v'Avayis Medei Raisa, all you need is one. Not like Rav who held that Medei Raisa, really you would need three. But V'Oi, the Kesef Mishnah says, and again, I don't have the Lashon Rambam in front of me, the Rambam concludes the same exact halacha, one halacha in the Rambam. And the Rambam concludes by saying that Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Din Elo, that if two dayanim go and they paskin, the din is not going to be a din. I mean, he doesn't paskin like Shmuel. I read the Kesef Mishnah, the Cheshbon HaGemara, it's a stira. Because the Gemara said, my ikka bein rava, the Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika. So the Gemara said, ikka bein naim, shnayim shedonu, dinei and din, elo shenikru, bez nechatsa. According to rava, that midday rice you need three, that locha can't be like Shmuel. According to Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, the midday rice you only need one, that locha would follow Shmuel. So if the Rambam paskin like Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, that midday rice all you need is one, then shnayim shedonu should be dineim din. So why is it that he says that dineim, and it's interesting that the Mechaber, which of course was written by the Kesef Mishnah, was written by the Beis Yosef, so Mechaber is very unclear. Mechaber in the beginning of Chayshem Mishpat Simin Gimel, Ein Bezden Pachos Mishloisha. A Bezden has to be comprised of at least three Dayanim, V'chol Shloisha Nikra in Bezden Afilo Hedyoitas. It doesn't say what the Halach is Midei Raisa. Everybody agrees Midei Rabbanon it's three Hedyoitas. What is on the Dei Raisa level? He doesn't say. So if you look at the Sma says, Hainu Midivei Sofer, Havu Midin Toira, Midine Mominis Bechatzagi. It's only Midei Rabbanon that you need three, but Midei Raisa, one would be enough. The kach kosev a Rambam behedyo, the perik pays the Sanhedrin, the posakir avach, chen mashma ba'oshri, the chen das ho'ir shushan. So the Sma says that even though the Mechaber was unclear, I'll tell you what the Halach is. And so the Rambam Perek Beis on Chesanetra. L'maisa, the Shach brings the Sma, and the Shach argues, he has a lot of kashas on the Rambam. And it's just interesting, at the very end of the piece, he says that afterwards, after he wrote his whole shtickle, Va'ato iyanti b'sefer kesef mishnah, he said, "B'shoshe kosafti divra now." When I was writing this piece, lehoyu lefonei asefer kesef mishnah, I didn't have the kesef mishnah in front of me. Kizel amadati b'barchi min hamulchomis harekim yemachshumam. Says he was running away. It was during a war. I think the Shach lived during the Xeris Tachfatat. Say he was running away from the people that were trying to kill the Yidden, Yemach Shemom, he says, and he says he didn't have the Sefer, he didn't have access to Sfarim. So everything he wrote, he was, I guess, writing somewhat Baal Peh, but he was writing it on the go. Either way, Va'ato Iyanti B'Sefer Kesef Mishnah V'ro'isi Shehir Gisham B'Kushya Shekshisi Le'il Ala Rambam Deheich Posa Kirav Acha V'Kosa Miyad, etc., etc. But the bottom line is that Halacha L'Maisa, the Rambam seems to pass in the Midday Raisa Hodois V'Avois, one is enough, which would be predicated on the idea that Ein Iruv Parashiyos Kosov Kan, which should suggest that Shnayim Shedonu Dinei and Din El Shadikru Bezim Chatzim saying that Ram doesn't pass in that way. So Midei Raisa one would be enough, but at the same time, even Midei Rabbanon, if two Dayan and Paskin, the Shita Rambam is that two is not enough. As it relates to Halacha L'Maisa, do we pass like the Rambam or not? It's a Machloikis, Shach and Sma. Zok the Gemara Vayte Nezek, V'chatzi Nezek. So Dinei Momen is B'Shloisha, Gzeles V'Chabol is B'Shloisha. Nezek, V'chatzi Nezek. There's also Bishloisha. Fake the Gemara Nezek Hainu Chavolis. We mentioned Chavolis. Gzeiros v'Chavolis Bishloisha. What's Chavolis? Hachayvu b'Chaveira. And what's the halacha with Hachayvu b'Chaveira? Chayv b'Chamisha Dvar. Nezek Tzar Ripushev is Bishloisha. Nezek means you have to make the person whole for the damages that you caused them. On top of that, you have to pay for the unemployment and you have to pay his medical bills. But Nezek is simply, he's worth less money, the object is worth less money, you have to make it whole. Nezek is one of the Chamisha Dvarim of a Chebul Chaber. So Faith the Gemara Nezek, Hainu Chaval, is why is it singled out? Because Chatzin Nezek wasn't included. And we wanted to mention Chatzin Nezek. Who's pays Chatzin Nezek? A Shartan. So I did the Tani Chatzin Nezek, Tani Nami Nezek Sholem. Faith the Gemara Chatzin Nezek, Naim, Hainu Chaval. Why isn't Chatzin Nezek included in Chavolis? If a Chayvah B'Chaveroi who pays Nezek has to pay in front of three Dayanim, So that means Nezek requires a Bezdin. If Nezek requires a Bezdin, Chatzin Nezek should also require a Bezdin. Why is Chatzin Nezek is assumed to not be included in the Nezek of the Chamisha Dvarim? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because Tana Mamayna V'Ketani Ketasa. Because the fundamental difference between Chatzin Nezek and Nezek Shalim. Nezek Shalim is Mamayna. You're making the person whole. You cause them $100 hefsid, you have to give them $100. You cause them $1,000 hefsid, you have to give them $1,000. Chatzin Nezek is a Knas. Chatzin Nezek, you're really not paying for the damage that you cause. It's not restitution. You're not making the person whole. It's a knas. Just like a ma'anis and a mafata pays knas. Just like a mitzi shemra pays knas. There's an idea that someone who has a short time has to pay knas. It's a whole different type of chiyuv. Moide b'knas. You have all the sugis of knases. So being that it's different, it's assumed to not be included in the nezek of a chayva b'chaveri. A chayva b'chaveri who pays nezek shalim, he's paying mamayna. So mechetesi knasa. That's why the Mishnah singled it out. Once it said chatzin nezek, it says nezek shalim. But the Gemara says not everybody holds that chatzin nezek is a knas. Ho nichal mandam apalgan iska knas. That's all good according to mandam that in fact holds chatzin nezek is a knas. El lo mandam apalgan iska mamayna ma'ikel b'min. But according to mandam that holds the chatzin nezek is mamayna. So it is a regular mammon. Tamar says you have to say the reason is something else. Mishnah was about to say kefil and dal vehe, which is mammon she'en mishdalim b'moish. What does it mean? It's not mishdalim b'roish. You're not paying keren. You're paying more than keren. Tananami chatzin nezek, the mammon she'en mishdalim b'roish. So the Mishnah wanted to mention already chatzin nezek, even though it's included in nezek. But we're talking about payments where you're paying not dollar for dollar damage that you cause. In the case of kefil and dal v'hei, you're paying more than the damage that you cause. So we're mentioning kefil and dal v'hei. So b'derech agav, we mention chatzi nezek. V'aydi the kabayi l'misli chatzi nezek. And once we mention chatzi nezek, tani nami nezek, we mention nezek shalim as well. Either way, going back to the first idea of the Mishnah. Dine momenes b'shloisha, gzeilis v'chavolis b'shloisha. So we said, what's the makar to dine momenes b'shloisha? So it seems to be a machleik, is rav arvacha, brei diravik. According to Rava, Irav Parshias Kosov Khan, it says Elihim, Elihim, Elihim in the Parsha of Gzeilois Vichavolois, Irav Parshias Kosov Khan, Hidois Vavois also is three. According to Rav Acha Brei Ravika, it's true that by Gzeilois Vichavolois it says Elihim three times, thus I know Gzeilois Vichavolois requires three. As it relates to Hidois Vavois, ain't Irav Parshias Kosov Khan? Really, Midei Reis, so all you need is one, but Tzedek Tishpet is Amisecha, Mishum Yeshvei Kronis, the Chachamim say you should need three. But everybody agrees that for Gzeilois Vichavolois, there's an idea of Shloisha. For Nezek, Chatzin Nezek, Tashlumi Kefel, Tashlumi Dal Vehei, there's an idea of Shloisha. So what's the Makar in the first place to Shloisha? Shloisha min Olon, the Tana Rabbanim, Nikro Baal Bayis, Elo, Lihim, Ari Kanecha. Ado, Lihim, Yobit, Varshneim, Ari Kan Shnaim. Ashi, Ashin, Lihim, Ari Kan Shloisha. It says the word Elihim three times in the Parsha of Koifer Pekodin. Again, it says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, in Lo Yimotze Haganov, Vinikro Baal Bayis, Elo, Lihim, in Lo Yisholach Yodeh, Bimalechis Riyehu. And then it says, Al Kol Var Pesh, Al Shor, Al Hamor, Al Se, Al Salmo, Al Kol Aved, Ashi Yemer, Ki Uze, Ado Elihim, Yovid Varshneim. And then again, Ashi Yashin Elihim, Yisham Shneim Lorev. So it says the word Elihim three times. That's how I know three. Divi Rabbi Yosh, Rabbi Yedison Amar, Rabbi Yedison says, Rishon Tchilas Nemar. The first Elihim, you can't learn anything from. Why not? Because I need the first Elihim to know that he's supposed to bring it to Elihim. It can't be one of the three. What if, when you want to count the amount of times it says something and come up with some significance, it would only work if we assumed that these words that you're counting are extra words. It says it three extra times, so I know something in this parasha related to three. But the first time it mentions it is not extra. I need to know Elohim. So says Rabbi Yonasan, Rishon Tchila Nevar. I can't learn anything from the first time it says Elohim. I need to know that if you have a Shiloh, if there's a Kovah B'Kodin, you bring it to best. The Ein Darshan Tchilas. So all I really have is two. El Ado Elohim Yavid Vashnei Marikan Echad. Ashi Yashin Elohim Marikan Shnayim. How do I know three? Ein Bezdin Shokol. I know that you can never have an even number. Therefore, I learn from there. Maisif and Aleim Oid Echad and Arikan Shloisha. Freit the Gemara, name of Darshan Tchilas Kemetfagi. Is there a Yisoidi Machloik is here between Rabbi Yashin and Rabbi Yonasan where the Darshan Tchilas or Ein Darshan Tchilas? The Mar Savar Darshan Tchilas. Umar Savar Ein Darshan Tchilas. Meaning, can I apply this machloik is to all other places in Shas? Anytime you have something, you're starting to count. And could I use the first time it mentions? Can I not use me? It sounds like first glance. That's the machloik is. Rabbi Yeshia holds Darshan Tchilos. So the first Elohim counts. Rabbi Yehudah holds Ein Darshan Tchilos. But the Gemara says, like, the Kuliyam, I'll tell you Ein Darshan Tchilos. Really, everybody holds Ein Darshan Tchilos. Omelach Rabbi Yeshia, but Rabbi Yeshia is going to tell you here it's different. Because in Kay, name a krov, and Nikra Baal Bais, Allah Shaif. If Elohim is not part of the three, then the Torah shouldn't have used the word Elohim. The Torah should have used the word Shaifet. My Elo Elohim. Shmami Nolam in Yon. Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason, how's he going to respond? He has to hit the ball back over the net. No, it's not muchach. People talk that way. People use the word Elihim. The Torah is allowed to use a lishna da'alma. That's the word that's sometimes used. Either way, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshia really holds Erin Darshan Chilois. Here he had a special reason to be Darish Chilois. Rabbi Yoshia held that even over here you don't have a special reason to be Darish Chilois. So that addresses why Rabbi Yoshia holds that you can't be Darish Chilois, and it's not Muchach that ordinarily holds Erin Darshan Chilois. Says the Gemara, but why, according to Rabbi Yoshia, did you need three? Why do you need three mentions? Rabbi Yoshia had a good cheshbon. Let it say twice. Ain bezdin shakel. So if ain bezdin shakel, then obviously there's going to have to be a third one. Why did the Torah have to mention a third one? Forget about darshan chilas and darshan chilas. At the end of the day, you shouldn't need three. Let it say two. I'll know ain bezdin shakel. So by definition, I'm going to know three. Faith. Reb Yoshia leslay bezdin noita. Doesn't Reb Yoshia hold that a bezdin can't be made up of an even number? Right. So for example, four or six or eight. Let's say you have your necessary three. Can I have a fourth? Could I have a six? So, it's totally. If you can have a bezdin shakel, no. If you can't have a bezdin shakel, so that's the shayla. Faith to Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Benesh, Rabbi Yisrael, Liyoyim, Matam, Alev, Lintas, Achir, Rabbim, Lahatois. It says in the Pasuk where the Torah says, you go baser, Rav, Dayonim, it says, Lintois, Achir, Rabbim, Lahatois. Sounds a little redundant. Lintois, Lahatois, Umru, Torah, Umru, Asay, Lucha, Bezdin, Oita. You should make a Bezdin, Oita. It always has to be an odd number. So you see, everyone holds you have to have an odd number. Says the Gemara, Savalak, Rabbi Yehuda, Yosak, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amash, Shivim, who holds that no, Bezdin could be made up of an even number. Who's this Rabbi Yehuda? In the Mishnah, the Tanan, Sanhedrin, Gidei, Lohis, Shivim, Vechel. This Sanhedrin, Agad, was made up of 71 Dayan. Rabbi Yehuda says Shivim. But the Gemara says, Amen, the Shamalay, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin, Gidei. When did Rabbi Yehuda say even numbers okay? That's by the Sanhedrin, Agad. The Chsivi Kroy, here it's Psukim. Esfuli Shivimish. He doesn't hold Moish Al Gabeir. He holds Shivim. But do you know that he would hold that way by an ordinary bezin as well? You'll tell me, mechatesi, right? Always the immortal word, mechatesi. So I'll tell you, mechatesi, vatnan. Smichas kenim arifas egla b'shloishet evi Reb Shimon. Smichas kenim arifas egla three dayonim. Azayat Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda, the same Reb Yehuda that says, Shivim, Sanhedrin Agadol, holds that Smichas Kenim and Arifas Egla is five. Avrina, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. And the bright six man, what's presented Rabbi Yehuda? It says, V'somchu Shnayim, Ziknei Shnayim. We have a Makar for four. This is all we need for this Gemara. V'im Bezdin Shakul, Maisif and Aleim Oid Echad, and Areikan Hey. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't have an even number. The same Rabbi Yehuda that holds 70 in the Sanhedrin Agadol holds that when it comes to Arifas Egla and Smichas Kenim, five, because he has a makarfa four, and it can't be four, it can't be an even number. So male has to be five. So you see that even Rabbi Yehuda, who's the makar, that you can have an even number, holds that it's only the Sanhedrin Agadol because it's a special Xeris HaKasim. But an ordinary bezin has to be made up of an odd number. So again, why would Rabbi Yoshia require three Elohims to tell me Dinim Amanis B'Shloisha, Xeris HaKabalis B'Shloisha? Let it say two, and I'll know Ein Bezin Shokel. And don't tell me Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds you can have an even number, because even Rabbi Yehuda only said it by the Sanhedrin Agadol. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshia is a Tana. What do you want for Rabbi Yoshia? Rabbi Yoshia Adifa with Rabbi Yehuda. Holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but even holds more like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda was an edgy gadol. Yehuda less like Habeshar Beidina Isla. Yehuda only said by this an edgy gadol, you can get away with an even number, meaning you don't need a bezdin oita. But by an ordinary bezdin, you do. Rabbi Yeshia Beshar Beidina Nami less like Rabbi Yeshia holds even by an ordinary bezdin, you don't need to have an odd number. So before we go weiter tomorrow, just a little bit of raid with regards to one of the ideas that was mentioned very importantly in the beginning of the Gemara. So again, according to one man the Omar, it's Rav Avol, Irav Parashiyas Kosov Khan. And even though the Makar to Dinei Mamanis Beshloishes and the Parashiyas Gzeles V'Chavolis, it really relates to Hoidois V'Avois as well. Why then is the halacha that you don't need three mumchin by Dois V'Avois? If Irav Parashiyas Kosov Khan, just like I know three Elihims, I know three mumchin. Said the Gemara, Shleitino Dals Bifnei Lama, because we were worried that if you're going to require Dayana Mumchin, a person's going to be hesitant to lend money, because he's going to be thinking, how am I ever going to get my money back? He'll be Kaifer, oh, I'll have to take him to Bezdin, maybe the I won't be able to find three mumchin. So to prevent ne'ilas delas b'fnei lovim, the chachabim said three hedyotis will be good. You're not going to need three mumchin. The truth is, this idea of shleitin delas b'fnei lovim, you find in many sugis hashas, which is had in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, with regards to being goyver from the chasim shubadim. You have bal chayves bebeinanis. Ksubas nishes beziburis. Bal chayves always goyver mebeinanis. Why is bal chayv goyver mebeinanis? It's because shleitin delas b'fnei lovim. Because if I'm going to lend you money and you're not going to have any cash, and I'm going to have to be goyver from your karka, and I'm going to have to take from the ziburis again, I'm not going to want to lend you money. So you find many takonis that the Chachamim instituted, Shleitin Odelis B'fnei Lovim, they have a right to do it. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, this is another example of that. The reason Dinei Mamon is B'Shleisha Yoytis and not B'Shleisha Mumchin is Shleitin Odelis B'fnei Lovim. But I was thinking, what's Pashup Shat? A Chakira 101 in Shleitin Odelis B'fnei Lovim. Is the aside of Shleitin Odelis B'fnei Lovim, the reason Chachamim were very worried that the lenders shouldn't stop lending, is B'fnei Takonas Ho'anim, because they needed people to have an outlet to be able to borrow money. If people can't borrow money, then it's not good for the economy, but certainly not good for aniyim, people that simply need to borrow money in order to survive. So if we're going to set up the legal system in a way where people are going to be disincentivized from lending money, the aniyim are going to lose out for practical reasons. Simply, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, mipnei yishuv ha'olam, the Chachamim felt we need to institute certain halachas, even if we're going kineged dinei Torah, she'loitin odalas b'fnei lovin. Is that the pshat? Or maybe it's related to something else. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Malva V'Leva says, mitzvah saseh lahalveis l'ani Yisrael. There's a mitzvah saseh to lend money to ani Yisrael. Shenemar in kesef talves ami esa'oni imach. So the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah saseh deraisa to lend people money. So if people are going to have opportunities to lend money and they're going to not, they're going to violate a mitzvah saseh. So if they're going to violate a mitzvah saseh, we need to do something to prevent it from happening. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to make takonis. Balchoyv gaimim ibeinines, sugiz of nechasim ishubadim. You don't need three mumchin, three hedyotis is enough. But the point is, it's all related not so much to takonas aniyim, but it's more because of the mitzvahs aseh that's at stake. The mitzvahs aseh that the Rambam mentions in his first sifkat in Ilchas Malva V'Loiva, im kesef talva es ami. And the truth is, I think at first glance, I have a pretty good raya to the second son. The more mechudesh the gibshar. And that is the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, daf lamed vav amud aleph. The Gemara says, tanan hasam. Hillel, Hiskin, Prosbol. So we're familiar with a Prosbol. Shemitah comes. In addition to Shemitah's karka, it's also something called Shemitah's ksafen. So if Reuven lends Shimon money, and now Shemitah comes, Reuven after Shemitah is not allowed to be goyva that choyv anymore from Shimon. There's a mitzvah saseh, there's a mitzvah lois saseh, lo yigoy says chaver. You're not allowed to try to collect that money. Shemitah is meshamet all choyves. Says the Braisa, Prosbol ain't a meshamet. If, however, somebody goes ahead and he writes a Prosbol, it's a special document that says that even after Shemitah, still the Malva is going to be able to collect his chayv, then you're allowed to collect his chayv. And the echad min advarim shehiskin hil azakim. Why was Hilazakim Masakim Prosbol? Because he saw that people were refraining from lending each other money. And they were violating Mashakaza Batoira. He shamal penyya davim the vav chabliya. Omad the Hiskin Prosbol. So what did Hillel do? He was Masakin Prosbol so that people should not be over anymore this Isra in the Torah of Yishamalakha. So it's a Mufurisha Gemara. The Gemara says that why was Hillel Masakil Prosbol? He was Masakil Prosbol because he saw so what? Wasn't worried about that Nian. For Avraham Mashakasa Batayra. They were being Avraham Mashakasa Batayra. So it seems clear that this Yisoid, which we're applying to all Shleitin Odelis B'fnei Lovin, is related Ulai, not to Takana Sanim, but more to the Mitzvah Saseh. But the truth is that if you look into this a little bit further, you see it's not a Tzushtal at all. I want to read to you a parasha in the Torah, a parasha that the Baal Keter reads every Yontif, the parasha of Asa Ta'asa. You've heard these psukim many times, you probably even do the trap Baal Peh, but tucked away in this parasha, there's two psukim that I'm not so sure everybody's familiar with. Zok the pasuk, ki yeh b'cha evyoin, me'achad achecha, ba'achad sharecha ba'artzecha, asher Hashem al kachon lo yisamach. You can go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Yidden, and there's going to be poor people. Lo yisa'am mitzes levavcha, but lo yisik b'yisets yotcha me'achicha. You have to be careful not to harden your heart. Give them tzedakah. Ki paseach tiftach es yotcha le. Open up your hand. V'havei tavitenu. Even lend the money. Dei machsoire. Whatever he needs. Asher yachsol le. Hishomer l'cha says the pasuk, peni adavim levavcha bli alemar. I want you to be careful. I just gave you a mitzvah of tzedakah. This is an important, it's critical tzedakah. But be very, very careful. I don't want you to say the following. Pen yia davar im liyot vavcha varm shabalev b'liyah lemar karva shnas hasheva. Right, shnas hashmito. Don't say shmita's coming. So what? You're going to be afraid of like sitting. You're not going to want to give him tzedakah. Why? Because you know that Shemitah is Meshamet Chayvis. Because if you make that Cheshbin, Hashem will be very angry with you. Rather, what should you do when that thought starts entering your mind? Don't feel bad. Because when you give stock, you verecha Hashem Elokecha, b'chol masecha, b'chol mishlach yodecha, ki lo yechta levi mekerer etzal, ki no noichi mitzav chalim, pasech tivet, ziyot chol chichla, ni yechol, dav yoicha ba'artzech. So tucked away in the mitzvah of tzedakah, says the Torah, that I'm preempting a thought that the Torah refers to as a belial, that may penetrate the noisei. He's going to say, I should lend somebody money. Shmita's coming. Karve shnas hasheva shnas hashmita. And when Shmita comes, it's meshamet achayvis. This is before the prosbo. So what am I going to do? Says the Torah, no, don't do that. Nosin titim lo. V'lo yeru levavcha b'schitchala. You have to remember, ki beglal ha-dover hazeh, yivarecha Hashem alekech. The Rambam in Perik Tes, Hilcha Shmita v'yoyvo, halacha lamed, brings this halacha. Mishen nimno melahalvis es chaveroi koidem hashmita. If somebody refrains from lending money to his friend before Shmita, why? Good cheshbon. Shemi yisachar achayv etzloi, because he's worried that he may not pay him before Shemitah. V'yishame, and once Shemitah comes, it's going to knock out the chayv. Oyve beloisase. He's oyve beloisase, says the Rambam. Shenemar, he shomer lecha penyia dover levav chavliya. Says the Rambam. V'chet gadolhu. There's a really big avera. Shari yezira toira ala b'shnei lavin, because the Torah gave you two lavin. Shenemar, he shomer lecha penyia. And here it says he shomer and pen. So it's two lavin. The Torah was very makbid on this machshava. It's a blial. Blial is a lashon you find by Avodah Zarah. Bli oil. The Torah even called it blial. And then the Torah went even weiter and continued to warn. So the Rambam brings these two psukim that are mentioned over here in Parashas Rei, that a person has to be especially careful not to make a cheshbon, I'm not going to lend somebody money because karva shnas hasheva shnas hashmita. And the Rambam introduces it as if it's one of the most chomedige azaris in the Torah. Rambam says, v'chet gadol huzeh. And then the Rambam continues. This is in very, very, very sharp contrast to what the Rambam said in the beginning of Hilchos Mava V'loiva. Mitzvah Saseh Lahalvis Laniya Yisrael Shenemar Kesef Talves Amias Ani Imach. What's the difference? The difference is we're talking to two different people. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'yoyev is talking to a person that doesn't want to lend money because he's worried about Shemitah. That's very, very common. You're making those types of cheshbonos, for whatever reason, the Torah is very, very worried about that. We'll have to leave that for the Bali Machshava to understand why it's so chomer. But that, the Rambam is addressing, he's learning a parasha in the Torah. It's talking to the guy who said, Karva shnas hasheva, shnas hashmita, and I'm afraid to lend money because I don't know if I'm going to see that money again. That person, that's the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Lamed, Hilchos Shemitah V'yoyevo. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Mavo V'leve, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is talking to a person. It's a random Tuesday, someone knocks on his door, can I please borrow money? He's hemming, he's hawing, he's not sure. It's Dr. Rambam. I want you to know. In Kesef Talvez Ami, it's not in if. It's a chiyuv. Mitzvah Saseh, Lahalvez, Laniya Yisrael, Shenemer, Kesef Talvez Ami. So let's go back to the Gemara and get it. Hil Hiskel Prozben. Why was he misakim Prozbol? Shero, so am Shenimnu, Lahalvez, Zeze. The Avruam Ashakas about Torah. What were they being over? That's not a Kesef Talvez Ami. He Shomer Lachon Penyeh Dover and Levav Chabliyal. And Hil had Eich Gedarshant this parish in the Torah the way the Rambam did. And he also realized how chomer it was. And Hil said that the Yidden are being over in one of the most chomer parishes in the Torah. We need to do something. We need to protect this. So what did Hil do? He was Mesakin Prozbol. And Prozbol is a phenomenal Chiddush. One of those Gishmak Kesugis and Shas is right there getting Lamed Vav. Yech Koich Biach Chomalaku Dover Torah Nakun Vasei. Hefker Bezden Hefker, the whole Hashkafic element. Here you're going ahead, you're making a takana that blatantly violates a whole parasha in the Torah, but Hill felt I had no bereira. He did it not mipnei takana saniyim. Could be he wouldn't have done it for that. He didn't do it because of the Kesef Talvez Ami. He could be he wouldn't have done it for that. He did it because of this Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Lamed. But as it relates to an ordinary Shleitinel Dals Pnei Lavan, not a person that's making a Cheshbin Karva Shnas Hashem Shnas Hashmita. That's what Hillel was addressing. He was saying Halach and Ilcha Shmita. Principles and Ilcha Shmita. But a regular guy, I would lend him money if I knew I could see the money back. But I don't want to know I'm going to get Aidim. Okay, so we're going to give you all these different coolers. You can be Gavin Chasim Shabbatim. You can be Kaiva from Baininess. You can even be Goyva with three Hedyoites. That, I don't know if in Kesef Talvasami would have been enough. Maybe for that, it's related to Takonas Aniyim. But I just want to tell you three other short Ha'aris. Three other short Ha'aris. Number one, the Gemara says in Ksubas Mentes Amid Beis, Bava Basur Tav Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara brings different Amiram that forced people to give stock. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about Rava, he once forced someone to give 400 Zuzim. We always tie that into 400. Misper Ayin Hara, that you find it was a minig that people used to give $400. That was a number that they used to run with. But either way, they forced Freik Taisus Akasha Kiyadua, that how could somebody force somebody else to give tzedakah? We know that any mitzvah saseh, shemat nschar betzida, you can't force someone. So if you can't force someone to do a mitzvah saseh, shemat nschar betzida, tzedakah is the mitzvah saseh, shemat nschar betzida. Where's the mat nschar betzida? The pasuk says, nasein titein loy, v'lo yeira levavcha besitcha loy, ki beglal adavar azeh. So it's matan schar betzida. If it's matan schar betzida, how can you force someone? You don't force someone to be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avein. Shiluach hakan. It's a gemara mesechta schulin. Why? Because it's matan schar betzida. So if it's matan schar betzida, it's mefurish in the pasuk. Ki beglal adav azay yivrecha Hashem alekecha. So how would amiroy Rav Nosson, Rav, how would they able to force people to give tzedaka? Luchura, it's a mitzvah esesh and matan schar betzida. And Tosfos in different places in Shas, gives three terutzim. If you take a look at the Mechaz Chinuch by Mitzvah Stok, he gives another two terutzim. There's many terutzim that were given to this Kasha. But I was thinking, according to the Rambam, the teretz might be so poshut to the point that it's a Tmir G'dayla, how nobody said this. And that is, where does it say Ki Beglal HaDavar Hazeh? It's Behemshech to Pasuk Tes. Hisham Elecha Penyeh Dover M'Levavcha B'liya Lemer. Korva Shnas Hashem V'Shnas Hashmita. V'ra Incha B'chicha Evyoin. V'lai Sitein Loi. V'kar Alecha Hashem V'hoi B'cha Chet. And the Torah continues, like the Rambam says, V'ari Hoysif Ezer. This is all a Hemshech. No Soin Titein Loi Give Him Tztaka. V'lai Yair Elevavcha B'sitcha Loi. Ki Beglal HaDavar Hazeh V'recha Hashem Alekecha. Ki Beglal HaDavar Hazeh is going Behemshech to this person who's giving tztaka despite the fact that Shemitah's coming. And he's not writing a check. He's lending money. And he's not fazed by the fact that he knows that Shemitah's Meshamet Techoiv. That person says the Torah, Ki beglal adav azay yivrecha Hashem alekecha. But it could be an ordinary person that gives tztaka, an ordinary person that lends money. I don't know if you have the Ki beglal adav azay yivrecha Hashem alekecha. This is all behemshech. Again, how do I know it's behemshech? Because the Rambam says, Vaterik pidal machshav erozu, v'kor oisa b'liya. It sounds like it's a hemshach. So it's in that parsha where the Torah says, Ki beglal adav azay v'recha Hashem alekecha. The Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of tzedakah for the first time, says in Perek Zayin Hilchas Matnas Ani and Halacha Aleph. This is the first time the Rambam introduces the mitzvah of tzedakah. Says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh litein tzedakah l'ani Yisrael. There's a mitzvah saseh to give tzedakah l'ani Yisrael. Kefi masheroi l'ani, im hoysa yad ha'nesim ha'zayis. If you can afford it, you're supposed to give the ani as much as he needs. Shenemar, what's the makar? Pasoyach tiftach is yod chobot. V'nemar, v'hechzakta boy ger v'toyshe v'chai imach. V'nemar, v'chai yuchich imach. The Rambam has three psukim in the Torah, where the Torah says that you have to give an ani tzedakah. It says, Pasayach tiftach is yad chaloi. Then it says, V'chzakta b'ger v'toysh v'chai imach. And it says, V'chai yichich imach. It always bothered me. 15 years ago I had this kasha. It always bothered me. The Rambam is bringing makoris that there's a mitzvah tzedakah. I think the Rambam left out the most obvious makor. Nosayin titin loi. V'lo yeir levavcha besit chaloi. What does Pasayach tiftach is yad? Open up his hand. Open up one. Give him five? No, I mean, open up your hand and give him tzedakah. I got it. But it's even a little bit. This is the most direct pasuk in the whole Torah. Nosayin titein loy. Give him stock. Had the Rambam not bring the pasuk, nosayin titein loy. Pasayach tiftach is yad chaloi. Okay, so maybe that's the first pasuk. I get it. Vechzakta beger v'toysh v'chayimach v'chayochich imach. Had the Rambam not bring nosayin titein loy. It could be it's the Rambam l'shitasoi. Because the Rambam holds nosayin titein loy is not talking about an ordinary mitzvah stalker. It's a specific mitzvah saseh to this yid who has this dovar im levavcha b'li alemer karvash nas hashev hashnas hashmita. to this yid, says the Torah, just one other ha'ara, the final ha'ara, is the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Yud, Hilchas Matnas Aniyah. We've spoken about this Rambam in the past. The Rambam, Halacha Beis, says, lo'olam ein oda ma'ani minat tzedakah. You're going to have an opportunity to give tzedakah. Some of the nicest Rambams are right here in the beginning of the 10th parak, Hilchas Matnas Aniyah. Says the Rambam, don't worry about giving tzedakah. Why? Lo'olam ein oda ma'ani minat tzedakah. The ein dover ra, what's the makar? That ain't other ma'ani minat stoka. V'ayim masay tzedakah shalom. So we once spoke out a shtickle for a Moshe Feinstein. A Moshe says, ain't other ma'ani minat stoka. Asash, b'shvil shetasah, what do you mean? Become a gvir. You don't have to tell a person who you just told you're going to be. And by the way, you're not going to become an oni. So we've spoken out nice machshavas about this over the years. But l'olam ain't other ma'ani minat stoka. What's the makar? V'ayim masay tzedakah shalom. You know where it says v'ayim masay tzedakah shalom? It's a pasuk in Perek Yeshaya. Perek Nundal. That's why I never heard of the pasuk. It's in Yeshaya Perek Nundalit pasuk Yudalit. V'hoya masay hatzdaka shalim. So Pasha, I couldn't understand Pasha behind this Rambam. The Rambam wants to tell me ain adam ma'anim and hatzdaka. Says the Rambam, v'hoya masay hatzdaka shalim Yeshaya Perek Nundalit. What's wrong with Dvarim Perek Tezvav? Ki beglal adavar hazeh yivarecha Hashem alikecha b'chol masecha b'chol mishlach yodecha. It's a shein habracha. That's the only thing missing. You have everything over there. That's not enough. The Hoya Masay Shalom could be against the Rambam Lashi Tosik, because the Rambam learned that Tosik is Arei Hoysif Vehizer. That's all going to that person who has that machshav and levav kabli alemer karvash nas hashavash nas hashmita. But as it relates to an ordinary mitzvah tzedakah, maybe not. Zok the Rambam, Yishaya nun dalid, pasoyach tiftach, there's other psukim, kesef tal vesami, but those few psukim over there in the parish of Aser, that is referring to a specific case. Either way, we'll pick it up in Yetzirah.